Okay, everybody. Woo, what a morning. Let us just take a moment to integrate everything we've done and heard and seen. So if you would, close your eyes and just gently breathe, letting your body soften. Yeah, that's great. Another breath in and out. And just let the area around your body, the field around your body, let it soften also, so that as you are preparing yourself, that you do it gently and that your field becomes ready and harmonious with the field that is waiting to be introduced to us in the messages of the channels. These days are filled with messages. These days are filled with love and honoring and opportunities. Take another breath. And as you do, as you breathe mindfully, allow the energy of the channels as well as the words in the messages. The energy comes into your field and surrounds you and holds you, blesses you in its loving arms, in its loving heart. And with that being ready, you can receive in an even deeper way the messages from Adiranda and Kriya.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your iridescent, radiant energy that is moving all around you. Ah, dearest beings of light, it is exciting that you are here in this dimension for these new times. We know you have volunteered to be here at this point in time, as you have volunteered to be at this planet Earth, on this planet Earth, and different dimensional shifts throughout the history of all of humanity. And as you understand, this energy is flowing in a divine frequency in ways that it has never done before. Take a deep breath on that one. You know you are the way showers, the light bearers of this time and the future. You know that there is no paradigm for where your soul is right now. You know that there is no foundation for you to stand on, because the foundation has been taken away and you are fairly floating in virtual space. That is that quantum energy. So how does that feel, eh? Lots of energetic connections, lots of neural pathways going into different directions, and the synapses of your brain connecting in new ways. You understand a way that your brain can reformulate itself is through focus and the breath. When you do what we call box breathing, it is not necessarily a natural way to breathe. And it connects the new neural pathways, then begins searching for their new focus. So we are asking them to focus on the next step with light on this planet. So as they focus on this next step with light on this planet, you breathe in to the count of four. You hold to the count of four. You breathe out to the count of four. Hold to a count of four. And then breathe in to a count of four. Hold to a count of four. Breathe out to a count of four. Hold to a count of four. And as you continue doing that for the next few minutes or during your meditation time when you focus that, what that causes is the brain starts adapting itself to a new vibrational frequency in your body. A new vibrational frequency in your brain, as it would be. Those neural pathways, those synapses, those electrical frequencies that carry your memories, that carry your taste, that carry your smells, that carry everything that is based upon what has happened before. Start researching, start moving roundabout. And then when you bring that four box breathing into heart resonance and heart coherence, as you will see today, that this heart coherence is acknowledging the flow of light that is within you. Now, by acknowledging the flow of light that is within you, you think, well, I'm this big light bulb here in the universe, but what is happening now, huh? Well, this big light bulb here in the universe, oh, the bells are ringing, so it must be important. As this big light bulb goes on in the energy, you are that light bulb. That is why the bells went off at that moment in time. It is synchronicity. You know, there are no accidents. Take a deep breath. For you see, the whole planet has no paradigm. The whole planet is attempting to reshuffle their foundation or find their foundation or see what they wish to acknowledge in that foundation. And they're having a little trouble finding their footing. You are the helper. You are the way shower. That is why we ask you to start breathing in the new way at least a few minutes a day to give your brain a little nudge into the reprogramming for quantum space, the reprogramming to live in that quantum field. For you say, well, how can you possibly have a big control over the whole human race, and by you reprogramming your own little synapses in your own brain, which is not a little brain, it's a pretty good sized brain. And yet, you see, your field is 26 feet across. And when you reorder that synapses in your brain, as you are this whole weekend and tomorrow, what is happening is those neurons find that new frequency, that new click, that new energy. And as it finds that new energy, that divine flow of the world comes in to new and different places, new and different vibrations, and expands all the way through your field. So how many people are in your presence, in your field, not less than 6 feet apart, of course, that are being affected by that neural pathway that has been created in your world with your focus and your breathing? Well, dearest being of light, everyone who comes into your field can feel it. Even those that are not in your field can feel it. For, and we hear from people all the time, well, how can I being here in Oklahoma or Los Angeles or Missouri or Massachusetts or Germany or Australia, how can I affect on a global scale the energy of the planet? Well, how many times have you thought of someone and within 24 hours they called you? How many times have you thought of having something and within 24 hours you seem to have it? How many times have you thought of something negative and within 24 hours you have that too? That is what you are, is that divine creator. So it works in the same fashion as you, indeed you, create all of those energies, those little synapses in your brain, those narrow pathways. We don't know the scientific terms for. Probably the scientists that are here in the audience are curling their hair with all of this energy and all of these words that are probably may or may not be the right words to describe it. But you know what we mean. Huh? And as that happens, that energy goes in, meets up with a new frequency, electrical synapses, and that goes out into the field. And before you know it, the whole planet is feeling that shift. That is why we have asked you to gather together, to meditate together, to gather together online, to have a focused group, to gather together, because the energy of two or more that are gathered together, whether they are virtual through Zoom or whatever format, or streaming for the soul, whatever format, miracles begin happening. You know, the master didn't say, well, when two or more are gathered together only in physical reality. He just said, when two or more are gathered together, miracles happen. So we ask you, gather together. See the beings of light that are indeed around you, whether they are in their physical body or not, whether they are in your space or across the planet, they are still around you. And we ask you to connect energetically, emotionally, mentally, physically, all of your bodies. Go up to your theta state and connect to them with love, with clarity, with connection, because one connection is always going to search for its mate, always going to search for its connector. And now we're just allowing that to be nudged into place. Dearest beings of light, everything that happens is perfect. That is what happens when the bells go off. You know something important is being said or being created, or something important is around in your energy. The signs of the universe are supporting you. Source is supporting you. Some would call that source God. The energy of all that is supporting your every thought. So when you think of your friend that is in another country, they may contact you. That is your field. That is your flare that goes up into the universe to call out for help, for love, for assistance, for that glow of universal acknowledgement, for peace, for clarity, for wisdom. We are gathering two or more together every moment. Are you? We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We see your heart, your loves, your fears, your doubts, your chuckles. We see your soul. And we love it so much. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The things I wish to speak about today may be very germane to what you're experiencing in your homes, in your world, in your culture. Perhaps the hardest things for you to do will be addressed. This is the third channeling on the subject of life imaging. There'll be a total of four, the last one given today. We say it again, there are places where you can see all of these. You can find number one and number two, and also number four to come. Difficult it is to give a full review of what has taken place, but I say to you that in summary, we talk about the ability for humans to change that which they believe cannot be changed. That there are so many whose life images is that of being a victim of the planet, of the culture, where they cannot do anything, they cannot get ahead. And so basically, they stay quiet and do their best. And that has been the way of it for centuries. We told you that the second level is that which allows a human being to understand that what they have consciously looked at and expected and planned for their lives can happen. Because consciousness is a player in physics. And we told you this before, that if you take a look at that, even in health, that those who expect to be sick will be sick. This is the message of Adirondack as well. And you see this happening repeatedly. People seem to attract what they're afraid of or what they think it is. The ones who are afraid of this or that often shows up in their life. Now that's real, dear ones, and it has to do with the power of thinking and consciousness. Where are you in all of this? We call this life imaging. The last channel we had talked about the power of human consciousness over your health, perhaps even over the aging of your body. That is how powerful it is. This is metaphysics 101. This is something perhaps those of you who have tuned in or listening to this later know of. For that is indeed the core teachings of those in esoterics, that you can create your own reality. But in the past, those have only been esoteric words, because now there's actually evidence. And we covered that yesterday. We talked about what had been done at Princeton University, showing that consciousness can even change randomness. To you, that's luck. No matter what we say, there will always be those who say nothing can be changed, human nature will not change, therefore I will continue to be a victim. And there are others who say, no, 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 I felt it all my life. I have control over some of these things. And now I'm going to tell you, you have control over all of these things. Next step, turn the page. Now that means to my partner, we're going to cover something else that is related, but it will tie back in to the theme. In these last decades, dear ones, especially in the last one, there has been a new paradigm of communication discovered, developed, and used. And many of the seniors who are listening and watching, perhaps, are not really into it, for it's not their way. And we speak not just of the internet, but what you have called social media. The young people have discovered something. Something that never was possible before, and something that is not even logical. Connectivity. Like they've never seen before. They connect with somebody who connects with somebody who connects with somebody, and pretty soon it's actually logarithmic, exponential. How many people can you get a hold of if one contacts one and they contact two and they contact four? And that is known as a logarithmic curve, an exponential to the 10 of how many people you might be able to talk to at once. Now, scale that down a bit to social groups. But one young person posting certain things or being friends with somebody, all of these things, suddenly will have 1,000 friends, or maybe 2,000, or maybe even 3,000. And suddenly they all talk amongst themselves, and they give you information, and you find the connectivity will put you in places because others will know what you are into or doing or interested in or what you want. And you'll find out what they want or interested in too, blogging to each other. Senior, you have no idea what they found. It's outside of the paradigm of anything you can imagine. Imagine saying hello to one or two people and having hundreds say hello back. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because the young people know that this creates another reality. Because often in that group of friends that they might have in social media, they meet people. They find jobs. Because so many more understand them. Because they might have been on it perhaps for a year or more, and pretty soon you have friends that have never shaken hands or hugged. But suddenly, somebody knows somebody, and there's the job opportunity. There's the music you'd like somebody to hear, because that's going to be the next part of your life. Or the opportunities for your creativity expand and blossom, and they never could before. It changes lives. Connectivity. So I want you to come back for a moment to this channel, because what I'm going to tell you is there's something called the field. It's palpable, it's real, it's physical, but you can't see it. It's something that your consciousness can connect to. And what is in the field is everything. What is in the field are the potentials. The potentials, not the future, but the potentials based on what humans are thinking of what happens next. Imagine every thought, every consciousness, every project that's underway is in the field. All of it. Positive and negative. Consciousness is physics. The field exists, and you can have a coherence with the field. Has now been proven in these last years with groups of people having the same kinds of thoughts, seeing if they are impacting other groups of people. And they're finding, oh, they are. What a concept. There become specialists who are involved in this, even in your own team, even in those who present with me. They're discovering the field is where it's at. It's like social media on steroids. It's something beyond anything you can imagine. Imagine every thought, every consciousness goes to the field. What if you could connect to it? It wouldn't tell you the future, but suddenly you're connected in a way that creates synchronicity. In other words, the things in life that you want, relationships that you'll never find or want. Are either there or they're not. Because when you connect to the field, all manner of things happen. Relationships that perhaps you think that you would rather not have, that you've had for a long time, but can never change because the things you need to change them won't happen. Oh, yes, they will. Synchronicity that will remove you from things that you think are stuck in. That's all part of the field. Because suddenly you're hooked in. Not with a consciousness that you know things, but a consciousness that you know is seen and understood. An esoteric, beautiful social media. Where the things are starting to be brought to you in life, both for relationships and, are you ready? Jobs. What's next? Who has them? Who has things that perhaps you're interested in because you're going to have to change careers? Where are they? How do you find them? Imagine a social media that is everyone's thoughts, especially in your karmic group. That is why you see those who think you're so lucky when they run into something that is beautiful, that is out of the chance of ever seeing it, and it's exactly what they need. People who meet one another, and whether they're business partners or where they fall in love, outside of the possibility of how could that happen. And you look at them and go, what are you doing? What have you got that I don't have? What is going on? And they say, I have life imaging. I am connected to everything. Does that sound familiar? Being one with everything is a very old concept, dear ones. Right from the beginning of human thinking about God, being one with everything is the description of being in the field. Being one with that means that the synchronicity that you didn't think could even be there will come to you. And then you find that you are their synchronicity because they are in the field. I hope I'm explaining this correctly. That is a life imaging that is beyond anything that regular folks would ever think about that is possible. Regulars in that they are not necessarily hooked to this program or understand that it's possible or doable or rolling their eyes at even the thought of it, and yet it's proven and it's physics and it's here and people are doing it. They're practicing. How about you? Can you have life imaging that sees you healthy, but not only that, says I'm connected to the field, and just around the corner are the things that I need and I can't see. I've been stressing, I've been worrying, I've been all of this. What if you could relax for a moment? Breathe for a moment. Say, I am connected to the field. Benevolence will come to me. I will push on the doors that are there in front of me instead of ignoring them, because behind them might be that which I've asked for. I will look in places I've never looked before because I didn't think that anything would be there. But now I know they are. That's the way it works. Who are you? What are you doing? I talked to the group over there because they're the ones who are listening later. You know that, don't you? When you see me doing that, they can't see me. They can only hear me. Now I talk to you. What is your image of yourself right now? Are you worried? Are you worried about your country? Are you worried about the planet? Are you worried about your relationships or your jobs? What if I told you all of that is in the field? If you hook to the field, the first thing you find is peace. Benevolence is mine, you can say. Wake up in the morning. What benevolent thing can I do today for someone else? Because that's going to come at me the same way. Dear Spirit, I hook to the field, you might say, and I image my life as being that which brings benevolent things to me, which will solve the issues I have now in ways I can't even imagine. It's happened to so many people, dear ones, so many people. All those listening, are you listening? All those viewing, are you viewing? That's what I wanted to tell you. That's the next step. That's number three. There's one more coming. Life imaging is the tool that you have. It's going to solve so many things, not for you necessarily alone, but for those around you. You see how it works? Ask a young person about social media someday. Open your eyes to what might be available in the field. Until I come back, till next time. And so it is.